USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is talking about the report that he's accepted luxury trips from a close friend for about 20 years without reporting them. Just how luxurious?
One vacation to Indonesia in 2019 valued at more than $500,000. He flew on a private jet. There was a private yacht. Extreme luxury travel here paid for by his friend Harlan Crow. And what Clarence Thomas is saying is that there was no requirement for him to disclose it. So he didn't disclose it. Now the rules have changed and he plans to disclose future trips.
NBC News correspondent Ken Delanian. Thomas says early in his career, he asked fellow judges about this and was told the gifts from close personal friends with no business before the Supreme Court need not be reported. Former President Barack Obama is among those blasting the Republican leaders of the Tennessee State House for expelling two Democrats over a protest on the House floor. Obama says no elected official should lose their job simply for raising their voice. The White House is liking the news that unemployment is down and job creation is up. Here's Leo Brainard, President Biden's top economic advisor.
I think it's a really nice jobs report. 236,000 jobs created in March, and that is bringing unemployment down. So unemployment is at 3.5%. That's a record low.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's pledge to cut ties with Walgreens will not be a completely done deal. The Golden State's medical coverage regulations require the state to honor contracts with Walgreens to fill some prescriptions under Medicaid. The only way to replenish the salmon off the coast of California and southern Oregon is to shut down salmon fishing. That's the recommendation from the agency that oversees West Coast fisheries, and the shutdown is for this year and next year. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Looking for a stable job with good benefits? Here's your chance, courtesy of the Internal Revenue Service.
The IRS said it will add up to nearly 30,000 new staffers and put new technology to work over the next 2 years. The additions are part of an $80 billion investment plan to improve tax enforcement and customer service. More than 8,000 of those new hires will be enforcement staff. The tax agency will continue beefing up customer service after adding 5,000 new taxpayer services staff to answer phones, reopen taxpayer assistance centers, and process tax returns. I'm Skip Kelly.
As gas prices increase again, thanks to a production cutback by Saudi Arabia, the U.S. may be in a tough spot. At least that's the opinion of Jim Crane at Rice University.
We are the largest producer, and we're self-sufficient, but, you know, the Saudis are the biggest exporter, and that's where price formation really starts.
Crane says one option not available to the White House right now, drawing from the nation's strategic oil reserve. That's because it is kind of running on empty.
It would dissuade President Biden from using the strategic petroleum reserve again for the same purpose that he did back in October to try and use it as a source of spare capacity.
Crane also says the Biden administration missed an opportunity to refill the reserves when the price of oil was down to $40 a barrel. Now crude's on pace to surge back to the $100 mark, and he says there's little the White House can do to help us. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.